Grunt Podcast Network.
So before you guys logged on to Skype, I was checking my audio levels. Usually I would go to Pornhub and check those, but I decided to do something different this time. I went to YouTube. And the first clip that pops up is Betty White, 93-year-old birthday party flash mob. And basically, the audio was working. Basically, it was Betty White in a golf cart going down. All of a sudden, there's this one person dancing, and then it turns into a bunch of people dancing flash mob. Why is this still happening in 2015 with the flash mobs? Aren't we kind of over this flash mob thing? Wasn't it like 5 years ago that kind of peaked?
Maybe Betty White turned 93 5 years ago.
Is that a current clip? Is it an old clip?
But it's a chance that might have been from 2009. But
she was at the cutting edge still, of flash mobs.
It reminded me of this time I was doing this walk for a charity that was a suicide prevention or suicide awareness walk.
Do they and, really want you doing their walk for them?
I know. They didn't realize that I'm potentially anyhow. But this girl is like, these girls are circulating through the crowd. And they're like, hey, we want to do a flash mob at the end of this speech. The speech was by a guy talking about his son who had committed suicide. You don't need to break out with a flash mob right after that ends with him crying.
Well, what was the music that they had picked out to do that?
No, they were just going to dance. They were just going to dance and like throw up streamers or something. It was something terrible.
See, my question isn't why you talked about why Betty White had a flash mob, but I believe that YouTube makes recommendations to you based off of things that you searched for in the past. What sort of browsing history do you have? But the first thing that popped up is Betty White's 93-year-old birthday party.
Probably age gangbang.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Making time. Shooting live.
Another episode, another week, Radio for Winners with Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don, also known as America's Head Coach.
Wow. America's Head Coach.
That Cherokee actually is Don. A guy. there's a guy who does radio somewhere. I'm pretty sure he does a podcast somewhere. Not even that. He probably just talks into a microphone somewhere and it's not even hooked up to anything. But he calls himself America's Head Coach. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Is it not even sports talk? Because it would be funnier if it was just like movie talk.
Oh, it's definitely not. It's not even sports talk.
Yeah, it's terrible. Unless he's a life coach. That would be even better. America's Head Life Coach. I do a podcast in my garage. I'm unemployed.
There was a comedian. I never met her. She did comedy in D.C. for a bit before moving on. I think she's in New York now. And she's also a life coach. But she's like 25. Like I don't want someone who's teaching me life. I don't want my life coach to be a 25-year-old who does comedy and features.
Well, what? How can a 25-year-old be a life coach?
She took like some course. That's about it.
I got a certification in life coachery.
from DeVry University.
I went
from an experience standpoint.
I went to There's Education Connection.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's I should do that. I should become a life coach because I don't know what else I'm going to do. Maybe I'll tell other people how to fix their lives because mine's a giant mess.
You kind of do that already.
I do. Well, that's because I know all the answers. Speaking of knowing all the answers, we have a friend who knows more than any of us here. And I believe you set up the most amazing game involving our friend.
Now, let's set this up. There's two parts to this. One, how this show usually works with Radio for Winners is that Jeremy and I create the content. that's typically how it is.
And because we asked Don, and he says things like, how come ashtrays aren't in cars anymore? And you're like, okay, I guess you're in your car when you're doing this, and there are no ashtrays. It's a valid point. But that's your normal content, and I do like your normal content because I can tell exactly where you were the moment you read that email and responded. Like the time you wanted 100 questions about a Burger King.
Come on, keep the insult flowing here. Let's go.
So Don comes today. He's like, hey, I'm interviewing Mo Day. Mo Day is a friend of ours that we've known for years. Some people would call Mo Day eclectic.
Yes.
Some people would call Mode A a mystery, an enigma. Some people would call Mode A other things that we're not going to say because we're going to keep it positive. But Mode is definitely a mystery.
He keeps to himself a lot, and he doesn't talk up unless he either has been drinking or he knows you very well. So you never really know exactly what he knows or is into, or really anything about him until you've known him for years. So
I would actually say I know less about Mode than I do about Don.
And we don't know anything about Don.
Outside of the Beat Lab.
I'm in his house right now, and I don't know a thing about this man.
This segment has taken a horrible turn.
So Don has prepped this game. And I'm excited about it.
We only previewed one question to make sure the audio sounded good. I didn't want to hear any more. I wanted to do this all live. So if it's a train wreck, I apologize. That was my call to not do any more proofing on this.
So, Don, if you can set it up, what kind of game was this?
All right. It's the first annual Ask Mode. That's right. It's the first ever, and hopefully not the last, Ask Mode segment.
So, aside from the fact that this is really targeted at six people that know Mode, what is the basic content of this show?
Well, so it started off as I wanted to ask Mode some questions and then have you guys sort of guess to see whether or not he knew the answers to the questions.
Correct. It's a game that's been done on many radio shows,
sure,
but not with Mode.
Absolutely. Right.
So I get the
right,
angle.
Right. Right. So I initially went with the citizenship test questions, but guess what? He knows all of those questions. So I took a little bit of a different route.
So that's not as good of a segment. I asked a guy a bunch of questions. He knew the answers. Can you guess them?
So I changed it up, and we went with top, like, just some 80s trivia, the ultimate 80s kids trivia quiz.
Now, did you make these questions up?
No, I took them directly from a website.
Okay, so did you know the answers to all these questions?
For a lot of them, I did. But that's part of the game show, is whether or not you know the answers, whether Mode knows the answers.
But you were there when it was recorded, so I didn't know if you picked questions you knew the answer to.
No. No. No, that wouldn't be fun. I mean, I have the answers.
Okay, well, let's just dive in. Let's dive in head first, see how this goes. I'm very excited about it.
All right, so here's the first question. Okay, John, first question. Complete the lyrics. Muppet Babies, we make our dreams come true. Muppet Babies. Now, do you know the answer to that question?
I believe Muppet Babies, they don't care for the Jews.
That's...
I have no idea what the answer to that is.
Okay, so...
So the game is, do we think John knew this answer?
Correct.
And I'm going to go with no, since neither of us knew that answer.
Tony?
So, yeah, so this is much like what Howard Stern does with Beetlejuice, except for we have Mode, and the questions are terrible.
Right.
Okay. And he's nowhere near as weird.
Wow, why are the questions that bad?
We'll just keep going.
I'm judging it based on the first one.
Okay, next, here's let's see if you got it. Blank.
Fine editing.
And I say no, he doesn't.
Babies, we like to play with our skin flutes.
It's not even close to right. It doesn't even rhyme. I'd say that was not correct at all. So
that is not the correct answer.
So, okay, I get the concept of the game. You're going to ask him '80s questions, which are supposedly general knowledge that none of us knew. Did you know the answer to that before you read the answer?
I knew the answer to that, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so let's score that. I'm going to say, what was it, plus one? I said he did know. So
yeah,
we
both said
one
we don't
point.
Know it. So you and I each have a point.
All right. The game has minus one.
Minus one. Okay. So we've got a three scoring game itself, and then Tony and Jeremy.
By the way, the answer to that was, we'll do the same for you, by
okay.
the way.
I think I'm going to add some sound effects to this. I think you need some buzzers.
Okay. Well, here's the next question. Next question. What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog? Now, do you know the name of Punky Brewster's dog?
It was Baxter. Baxter.
I believe that was too close for comfort. Maybe
I'm
not.
I'm right there.
Tony?
No, I don't.
So far,
that.
We don't know the answer.
I don't even know if the dog was even... Was the dog even a major element of the show?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm going to say John knew that one.
Okay, let's see.
Tony, what do you think?
I'll give you two choices.
No chance.
Now, I gave him the two choices that we had. It was Brandon or Comet.
Oh, wait. You didn't give us those.
Well, now I'm giving them to you. You have the choice. Brandon
clearly
or Comet.
Clearly, Baxter is not right.
Okay, Baxter is not right. Is it Brandon or Comet? I'm giving
it's
you the choices.
Comet.
Now.
Who calls their dog Brandon?
I'm going with Brandon.
Let's see.
And so Mode will know this.
Okay. Okay. Or Comet.
Comet.
It was Brandon.
It's Brandon.
Who names dog Brandon? That's a terrible name.
That means
I'm giving this game another minus one.
Okay, the game gets minus two now. I have a zero because I just lost one on that. And I don't know what you guessed, Tony. I'm guessing you said you didn't get it, so you have 2 points.
Okay, ready for the next one?
This scoring is one. This is brilliant. This is a good game.
What is the name of the oldest child on The Cosby Show? Okay. The oldest child on The Cosby Show. Now, I have choices here. I didn't give him the choices. I gave him choices for the last
one. If you didn't give him choices, don't give us choices.
Okay. What was the name of the oldest child on The Cosby Show?
That's Bertha.
Okay, that is not the answer.
Okay, and Mode doesn't know this.
I think I know this. What is it, Sabrina?
Sabrina,
I think it might be Sabrina.
It is not.
What?
The answer is Sandra.
Oh.
Let's see if Mode gets the answer.
I'm going to say no.
I don't think he has it either.
Theo.
Okay, so
well, at least it's a name of someone on the show.
That is true. That is true.
Now, again, though, so far Tony and I are 0-3.
Okay.
On what we actually know.
Okay, so you guys aren't doing as good as he is either. All right, next question.
Game's at -3, by
the way. Next question. What popular toy did E.T. use as part of his makeshift communicator to phone home with? Now, do you know the answer to that?
It's a speak and spell, right?
Okay. Tony?
I don't know.
I'm
no
going to say Mode knows.
No, like an Etch-A-Sketch, right?
It's a speak and spell.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Speak and spell.
Yeah, it's
that
a
is
speak
correct.
And spell.
Yes. Let's see. Does Mode have it, Tony?
No, he does not.
I think you'll have it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, he does not know the answer to that one. So yeah. Okay.
Man, this game is pretty solid. So far we've had 4 questions. And I'm at 2, and Tony's at 4.
Are you ready for the
game? At -4.
The big winner in this is the listener, right?
They really are.
Next
if anyone's still listening to this, they're wanting to see what was going to crack open. This is where this question
what
5 is where this game blows
up.
What
did Olympian Greg Louganis sustain at the 1988 Seoul Olympic Games?
This is the worst set of questions, Don.
This is the only thing I could come up with.
Oh, man. We didn't get his answer. Was it AIDS?
Answer?
Did he get AIDS during the...
I don't believe that was the answer to the question.
He had a head injury.
Yes.
I don't even
know. Anus sustained at the 1988 Seoul Olympic Games.
Broken pelvis?
All
right. At least that's a valid answer. It's not right, I'm sure, but it's an answer. This is a horrible game.
Well, do you want to stop the game?
I mean... At any point, did you think that these questions were funny? And Don is walking away from Radio for Winners, leaving with just Tony and Jeremy to talk about some news items, possibly some football. And at the end of the show, Jeremy will sing a song that Don has chosen. It's going to go well on this episode of Radio for Winners and What Does Mode Know?
Okay,
can't wait until next year when we do
this is the
annual.
Second annual Don content.
It's the last time I try to contribute to this show.
No, honestly, I like the idea.
I was working with a short time frame, short window.
Then we didn't have to use it.
Well, we didn't have to use it.
I mean,
you said you wanted
to
use
say,
it.
Your job was to say this didn't go well, and I'm going to do this again and present it later.
Do we ever do that when we do this show?
I don't know if you're aware. Tony and I go through a lot of ideas that we shoot down every episode. Each of these episodes is a finely crafted piece of art.
No, it's not.
And that game show was not a finely crafted piece of art.
You should have been there for the citizenship test.
Well, again,
did he actually know all the answers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
The better part is we didn't actually talk about the citizenship test. We did it because we thought it'd be funny, and then we all passed it, so it wasn't funny at all.
Yeah, well, that was
kind of, we dropped it.
That was kind
and of now cool. We referenced it again like 4 times today.
Yeah, yeah.
We're a very professional radio show.
Well, All right, I'm turn my mic off.
Well, I don't want you to turn your mic off, Don, because I need some of your input. Because now that we've gotten through that amazing game show, anyone who's still listening is wondering, what's gone on in the world since the last episode of Radio for Winners? And we can tell you that in a segment we call Radio for Winners and the News. That's right, Radio for Winners and the News. Every week we take a couple news stories we like. We take all the facts out that we don't care about. We put new facts in that don't make any sense whatsoever. I put them in a blender, I spit it up, and I bring it to you.
Nice. Although I felt like that was a little bit off. I felt like you almost had that, but it was like
it was
smidge.
Slightly off. It was slightly off. I'm still.
You want to blame that on me?
I was going to say I'm still dazed by the amazingness of that last game. I'm not sure if I can go on, but I'll try. I'll try. Serious news story for our first news story. First news story. Another terrorist attack thwarted by the federal government. This time it was a 20-year-old who was going to set up pipe bombs outside of the Capitol building, and then when people ran outside thinking it was a more impressive bomb, he was going to shoot them with a series of guns that he had purchased.
Was that that terrorist anybody that listens to music like this?
No. He did not look like
he was. That's the kind of music you listen to when you're doing squats, heavy deadlifts, and a wall ball burpee.
Wow. This show could be.
I got my Optimum Nutrition strawberry weigh-in this past week. 5-pound tub. Been using it every day. Strong gains. My back hurts. My thigh hurts. And my shoulder hurts.
Okay. We're definitely getting our use out of that music. I'll give us that. In general, it's a very serious issue, people trying to shoot representatives of our government, obviously. However,
yes.
He's already... he's going to be arrested. He's never going to get out of jail again. But here, they interviewed his father on CNN.
You also need to go to CNN and get, maybe we can put a picture up on the blog.
I'll put a link to the story.
Because the guy looks like there's no chance he'd be able to pull that off. he doesn't even look threatening. He just looks like a guy who decided to become like an extremist, grow a beard out like 4 months ago. And he's one of those guys that he can't grow like a full thick beard. It's like one of those... One of those weak-looking beards?
A real long neck beard. But yeah, like his mustache is pretty weak and his sideburns don't connect very well. It's like if I try to grow a beard.
But do you think that he could put together a game show segment for a podcast?
I don't know.
I think he could pull that off.
I mean, what kind of idiot couldn't do that? Anyway, so aside from that he has all these legal problems and, he did try to set off a terrorist attack... This isn't the worst of it. The worst is that his father was interviewed for CNN. And this is what the interview consisted of. I apologize. It's a very media-heavy episode of Radio for Winners. But since no one's listening after that game show, we can continue. This is the CNN news clip, hopefully, if it decides to play.
Is this my fault, too?
No, this is my fault, I guess. It's sitting here loading, and it stopped.
Oh, all right. Well,
it's very disappointing.
Blame that on me, too.
Let's try it again.
When you actually learn the details of what your son is alleged to have been planning, I mean, did you have any idea? Did it make any sense to you?
This is Anderson Cooper.
No sense whatsoever. He's lived at home his whole life. He's never been out. Well, he's been out of state of Ohio a couple of times when he was younger. When he wrestled, he was a high school and middle school wrestler. We went to wrestling tournaments. The only time he's ever been out of the state of Ohio, he lived at home. Very seldom ever left the house.
Big winner.
Big mama's boy, His best friend is this kitty cat named Mikey.
Oh,
I can't believe
it.
Total shock. I think...
This describes Tony from top to bottom, by the way.
Imagine if Tony was arrested in the interview with his dad. And, it would be incredible.
Not only do you get arrested for terrorism or suspected terrorism, your dad goes on national TV and starts telling... So I was talking about you, and he sets you up as basically a guy who would become an extremist.
Yeah, he keeps to himself. He's very quiet. He hates everybody, and he's just constantly buying guns and ammo magazines.
He's got a kitty named Mikey.
He's a bit of a bitch.
Jerks off 7 times a day.
When he's not busy petting his kid, when he's not busy petting his kitty cat, he gets out. And all he does, the guy grew the terrible neck beard. Shouldn't have set off a signal. I don't know.
Well, and he did apparently openly start following. Islam, and he said he went to a mosque and all these other things. And those aren't negatives, but if you're the kind of guy who's gonna go on the air with Anderson Cooper and talk about how your kid never leaves the house and has a cat, you might want to leave those details in I didn't see any of this coming. He was just hanging out with his cat and growing his beard long.
What was the only reason that he's been out of the state?
He went out of the state twice for wrestling.
For wrestling.
He didn't have any friends. He never talked to anybody. All he did was sit in his room. I mean, he's a perfectly harmless child. I mean, he built bombs, but, I mean, we don't even know if they can set them off.
I should have known because he was setting up this terrible game show in his room the other day. He was asking people questions about cartoons and shit.
I knew a little tiny kitty that he had, Mikey, used to shit all over the house.
Oh, okay, we're going to go to the next news story because Don's tired of talking about his game. That's okay, because the next story is very exciting. There's a car dealership that ordered some pizza. The guy brought them the pizza. They gave him a little bit more money than the cost of the pizza, and then they wanted a refund. It's not even the full story, but I got sidetracked because I know you're going to push that button there, Don. Short version of the story. This car dealership orders $42, $43 worth of pizza. They hand him two 20s, two 5s. The pizza delivery guy says, "You mean to give me all of this?" And they said, "Yes," so he left.
All right, now, at that point,
That point, it's a normal people ordering pizza.
Well, my understanding, too, was that they had had some problems with this place before, so that's why he asked, "Are you sure that you meant to give me this money?" Like, they had not been traditionally good tippers.
Right.
All right, so what happened?
So he gets a call from, you know, and he's already out.
They hand him the money.
Right.
And he said, yes, we meant to give you this money, and he said, "Thank you very much," and then he left.
Right. And so then he got a call when he was out from his manager saying that they called the pizza place very upset that he took their money and left, and he was an irate pizza guy, and he was causing all these problems. But they also had filmed it through their own security cameras and then put it up on YouTube, I guess to make fun of the pizza guy for being an irate pizza guy. But it backfired because that's a crazy – the entire thing is crazy because if you had $43 the food and the guy – you gave him – like they gave him $45 and he was like, okay, bye, and left and didn't ask about the $2. They gave him amounts that were larger than – like two 20s and two 5s. They don't have to give him two 20s and one 5 to be done. So why did you give him the extra $5 if it wasn't a tip? And he asked. But then also when they brought him back after he left, they apparently just started shit-talking him and complaining about getting him fired on the video that they put up on the internet.
What was in it for them to release that video?
Right. I think they thought it would be really funny.
Like, hilarious, and people were going to find it so funny. and people are like, well, this place sucks.
A lot of people do things like that. Like, one time I know this guy who made a game show that was awful, but he put it on anyway because he thought it would be really funny, right? But it turns out it wasn't.
Now, I do have a question for you about tipping.
Wow.
Because I got my haircut done this past week, and I tipped.
At least I can pronounce words, by the way.
Your diction was perfect. Your diction was outstanding,
Don. FYI.
You're announcing on that game show perfection.
I'm very proud that everything that you've put together for this show has been just perfect and stellar.
Crackerjack, I am perhaps the most perfect member of this show. So I understand that it's frustrating to deal with such perfection. But anyway, Tony, you got your hair cut and you had to tip.
Yeah, so I mean, I tipped $5, and this was on a $13 haircut, which probably makes me look sad. But
is that
common? $5.
A $5 tip is common, but does that mean you gave him 18 exactly, or you gave him a 20 and asked for $2 back?
What did I do? For that case, I did do. Actually, it was more than that. This is actually a scenario. It was actually $31, but I tipped because I bought a hair product, and I tipped on the $13 amount. So it was like, you know, it was like $36.
That's still fine. You still gave a $5 tip to the guy who gave the haircut.
See, but ask the questions. Do I tip on the product, or do I tip on just the haircut?
No, you just tip on the service.
How much do you tip for a haircut?
I haven't gotten a haircut in about 20 years, Don.
It's much cheaper to get a haircut down here. It's like $5 cheaper if you go to here versus going to a chain in Maryland. But then it had me thinking, on that pizza tip, I would have just given the guy... I probably would have given the guy $50 out of 42 or 43.
I give $2. Is that too little?
See, I feel like I'm told I don't tip enough. Or no, that I feel like people always tell me I over-tip, and I don't think I do.
I like to tip a lot if I'm at a restaurant or something like that. I'll tip about 25% generally, 20 to 25.
Yeah, in a sit-down restaurant with a waiter, I will tip very well. For delivery, it depends. If there's a delivery charge, I'm not going to tip extra over the delivery charge, even though they say that doesn't include the tip. If you're charging me a $4 delivery charge, go fuck yourself. I'm not tipping you.
So if the delivery is $22, how much do you get for a tip?
I would leave $3, maybe even $25.
Yeah.
Now, that assumes the service is good. If I ordered it and it takes 2 hours to get there, I will not tip.
$15 haircut.
I would probably leave the even 20. I would give 5 for that.
See, I don't think I would.
See, I would give at least $5 regardless. Like, if it's like a $13 haircut or $11 haircut, even a $9 haircut, which if you looked at my hair, that is possible. I would still leave at least a $5 tip because I feel like you have to.
I mean, because a haircut's going to take, what, half an hour, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. It's been 20 years since I had a haircut. But let's say it took half an hour because you have to frost my tips. So you got to pay $5 for that. You're taking up time. You're really tipping for the time, not really the
getting
the haircut.
A perm?
I'm getting a perm done, getting my tips frosted. It's going to look good when I'm done. I get my pubes trimmed.
What else do people still tip at the hotels?
I tip if I stay in a hotel. I'll leave money for the cleaning staff.
Do you do that?
I usually leave, and this maybe points to how much of a drinking problem I had. I would just leave whatever change that I had that I accumulated over over a certain amount of days. So the cleaning lady's getting like $7, but it's in pennies. It's kind of a dick move. I never leave a lot.
I try to do the same with the change just to not carry it out of there. But I'll put a couple bucks into depending how many days I'm there.
Do you do really? Mm-hmm. Like any, no matter where you stay, like Holiday Inn, no matter what.
Yeah, if it's, I mean, again, if I'm there one night, like if I'm driving somewhere, let's say you stop at midnight because you're tired and you stay and you end up leaving at 8 a.m. in the morning, I'll leave a couple bucks because it's not like I got there and I trashed the hotel room. I came in.
See, but I think you're supposed to leave 15% of whatever the room cost
is.
Let's say it's a $200 room. I'm not going to leave, you know, I'm not going to leave that amount of
money. I don't believe that is true.
15%? Where did that figure come from?
Well, I think I've seen that on a website somewhere. I was actually listening to another podcast, and the guy who was on Howard Stern, Shuley, he used to work in Vegas at a casino dealer, and he was talking about tipping, and they were talking about how much you should tip at like a dealer table. Like, for example, if you won like $200, he was saying that you're supposed to tip like $20. I'm like, that's crazy.
No, I
rarely tip at a dealer unless if I like won a lot of money, which never never happens. But I can't see myself tipping more than $5.
Now, did he say if it's just per hand, not the overall value? So if I sit down and buy $1,000 worth of chips, and then I lose $800 worth of chips in an hour, but then I win $300. I mean, yeah, great, I won $300 on a hand, but I'm still down $500. I'm not going to tip you for that.
He's saying if you won like a big hand, you would tip on that hand.
No, I'm down $500. I'm not doing it.
Do you ever tip bathroom attendants?
I don't like bathroom attendants. I hate
bathroom attendants.
I will hand them a dollar because I feel awkward in general, but I hate bathroom attendants.
But that's the whole point.
Who's doing that job? But who's doing that? Like, who's like, you know what? I don't want to work any. I'll do the bathroom attending. Like, who's still doing this?
You know who started
2015.
The bathroom attending? Bill Gates.
Flash mobs. And flash mobs.
But Betty White did.
Betty White started as a bathroom attendant, made a lot of money. That's how she got her start. I would not tip at a casino. I mean, I do get the big hand thing. Like, if I honestly want a hand for over $100, I would tip because, you know, you always get that little extra if you put in. Like, if you get a blackjack, I'll always tip a little extra on a blackjack because you get more than double what you put in. You know, you put in a dollar, you get back $2.50 or whatever. So I'll tip the 50.
But why are we tipping? I mean, the dealer is not helping us win. He has no control over the card.
It's paying karma.
That's right. But I kind of agree with Tony. It's not like they're going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to hit here. You know, you go ahead and you win.
You know, I almost won 13, but I like you.
Now, if it was roulette, they can slow down the wheel or make the wheel go faster. They have that control, but it doesn't really necessarily help you win. That usually throws off whatever.
Yeah, what's that going to do? Unless they put the ball with their hand into the right number, it's not going to help you out at all.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I don't really like tipping. I don't like tipping in general, but I always seem to over-tip when it comes to food service.
Now, you did see that there's another similar article. I'm not going to make a whole news story for this because I also don't have the article. But
I could save it for a game show.
There's at least one fairly major restaurant that is not going to do tips at all. They're going to pay their staff more because the deal with tips, you don't have to pay, what, like $2.15 or $2.20 per hour because they get tips. So they're going to just pay a regular wage and just ask people not to tip. I would prefer that.
What restaurant is that?
I mean, it's not like it's a chain. It's, you know, Marco's or something. I don't remember the name of it. But it's just a regular, like a nice restaurant. But they're saying, hey, we'll just pay our wait staff an actual living wage and then not tip at all. I think I would like that. I'd like that a lot more. I wouldn't feel pressured. But then you think that would lead to bad service?
There's no incentive for them to do a good job or do a better job than what they would you know, they're going to walk in and make the same amount regardless.
The idea is they get to continue working at a place that gives them a much better wage than the place next door.
True. I mean, there's risk versus reward with all of that.
But do you ever really get incredible service? Like, I mean, the only reason I would tip is if I'm with somebody who's a pain in the ass at the table. Like, that's when I would feel like the waiter or waitress is doing, like, an extra. Like, maybe in the past.
You tip good on a date? You tip well on a date because you want to impress?
If I was more demanding. Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, if I go to a restaurant, I'm very low maintenance. Just bring me food and bring me the beer when I ask for it. And it's not that often.
Do you believe that Tony would be low maintenance at a restaurant?
I would, just because Tony does not like confrontation in any way. So it doesn't matter what they brought him. He'd be like, that's fine. That's cool.
I don't expect a lot. Like, I don't have, like, what is this recipe or what does this food contain? I have to have something on the side. And, I don't have, like, a lot of demands. So, I mean, I tip standard 20% regardless of the service, unless the service is absolutely horrible. But I don't know if I ever have really had amazing service.
Is 20% the minimum?
No.
It's 15%, 10%?
15% is the average. I normally tip 20, depending on the situation. You can tip less. If it's a bad service, you can tip 10 or 5 or 0. I mean, I've only tipped 0 one time, ever.
You weren't perfect there.
I wasn't. I mumbled a little bit. But I've only tipped 0 one time because the guy literally didn't come. He came. It took him half an hour to come get my drink order just for, like, non-alcoholic drinks, and then he never came back with him. After another half an hour, I just walked out. So I tipped nothing because I didn't actually get any food, and I just got mad and left. That's the only time I've never tipped, though, at a restaurant. Like a sit-down, Wendy's on a tip. That's ridiculous. But
You tip at Wendy's?
No, I said I don't tip at Wendy's.
That triple.
I want to get in with that red-haired Wendy's girl. I make sure I tip every time. Leave my card with my name on it.
That triple cheeseburger thing is it's pretty,
it's pretty good.
Pretty delicious.
I think we've taken tipping as far as it can go.
That's nice.
Which is great. But I have one more news story.
Somebody should tip me for that great game show.
You should pay us for that game show. Speaking of looking like an asshole, like if you had a game show that bombed really badly, there's a new way. You used to be able to look like an asshole, but that way is being gone. Now you'll have to find a new way to look like an asshole because Google Glass is gone. Google's decided that Google Glass, as it stands right now, is going to be pulled from the shelves for either redesign or an update, or just to vanish into obscurity because it was awful. Did anyone here use Google Glass?
No.
Well, no. Aren't the glasses like $1,500?
Yeah, but I didn't know if it was like, someone could try them at a Google store or whatever.
Aren't
there Google stores to combat Apple stores?
There are not.
I'm going to look it up.
There are no Google stores.
I bet there's a Google store.
They've talked about it. There are no Google stores.
Okay. Well, you would know. I do not know. Why didn't you ask that to Monet? That would have been a good question. Anyway. So yeah, Google Glass, which makes everyone look like Geordie LaForge, is gone. I don't even know what it did, to be honest. I think it just didn't it make your like glasses look like a computer screen and have a camera on it?
It was voice activated. There was a lot of information that you could have displayed in this little tiny thing, and you could sort of see it. You could record
like
video.
RoboCop.
And yeah, yeah. Speaking of Geordie LaForge, whatever happened to all that money that guy got for the Reading Rainbow?
It'll come back.
Okay.
It'll. I mean, it takes a while to make a show. He got several million dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, but come on, that show is. I mean, what does he do? Read. What is he doing Reading Rainbow? I don't remember the show. I don't remember anything. I think I might have dementia.
It's because he doesn't read.
Don, did you ask about Reading Rainbow in that game show?
I did not. There were some other good questions that were about He-Man. There was a small wonder
question.
We'll
save those for the next installment. Yeah. I'm sure
didn't he make
be...
like $1 million on that?
Several.
On...
Several, like terrible. $10 million.
We made a bunch of money on Reading
Anyway,
Rainbow.
Can we get back to the Google Glass?
Yeah.
It wasn't that good of a show, that's all I'm saying. And Google Glass, I just don't get. I don't understand why someone would wear glasses. I just don't get it. I don't care that it's going away.
It's
and I hope
back.
It doesn't come back.
It comes back.
Well, I think it's going to be the kind of thing that 15 years from now, everyone will just be used to the concept. It won't look like a ridiculous set of glasses. It'll look like glasses.
Well, I think it'll be.
Or it'll be in
your
eye.
In your windshield. It'll be in your sunglasses. It'll be all incorporated into.
Right, but it'll look normal. It won't look like a big stupid bar.
Yes, yes. That way, when I go into the restroom, I can record. With my sunglasses on, and then tip that guy.
I just meant recording yourself peeing for your YouTube channel. Just Don being in different airports.
I can't get anybody to follow me on Twitter, but with that statement, everybody's going to follow my YouTube channel.
Don's got a whole bunch of vines where he's urinating everywhere. It's fascinating.
Wow.
Love it.
This is a great episode.
This was possibly our worst episode. I never say that because I always think they're pretty good, but this episode was pretty much terrible. In no way because we're recording it on Sunday before football, so we didn't even talk about football today. So next episode we'll have our Super Bowl predictions and the summary of the last week of the championships.
And
so,
the prediction for the Pro Bowl.
For the Pro Bowl, which is that no one will watch it, no one will care. We can do the prediction right now. So that wraps up another amazing episode of Radio for Winners. Again, I like to point out that in 2015, unlike the previous 2 years, Don is picking all of our music. And that means that most likely he's going to be singing all of the music. So, what does he have for us this week?
I don't know if I feel like singing this.
Just a good old boy.
I trust you, Don. I trust you.
Never meaning no harm. That beats all you've ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
See you guys next week when we don't have
straighten
another game show.
Flatten the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Making their way. The only way they know how.
And that's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boys.
Well, that was fun.
Wouldn't change if they could.
It wasn't the whole song.
Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Why did you put 46 seconds of a song? You assholes on YouTube.
Worst show ever.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.